Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. Preventative and proactive, that is how educators in Kansas City, Kansas describe their training to use Narcan, the emergency spray that is used to save anyone who has overdosed on fentanyl. 50 doses of the life-saving tool are now owned by KCK public school administrators. 153 district employees have been trained to administer Narcan, including fellow nursing staffers and district police officers. And the Finney County Historical Museum has announced 8 new history programs.
People who attend the next series of history lectures at the museum can count on wading into the bloodiest county seat war in Kansas, learning about soldiers at frontier forts along the Santa Fe Trail, diving into the history of Lake McKinney, hearing stories of the Windsor and other historic hotels in Garden City, and much more. The series takes place the second Wednesday and third Tuesday of each month through April and is free to attend. I'm J.P. Bazette.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Well, hello, Mr. and Mrs. Gardner. Ready to check out? Here we go. Clean air. I don't see a price on that.
Price check on clean air.
What else have we got here? Clean water. Gotta check that, too.
Price check on clean water.
Let's see. Healthy habitat for you.
You can't put a price on our environment. What you can do is support those farmers and others who care for our priceless natural resources. Conservation, there's something in it for you. Brought to you by the Natural Resources Conservation Service.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Good afternoon. I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Equipment manufacturer John Deere and the American Farm Bureau Federation have signed a memorandum of understanding that ensures farmers and ranchers have the right to repair their own farm equipment. In the memorandum of understanding signed on Sunday at the Federation's convention in San Juan, Puerto Rico, follows several years of discussions between the two sides. Federation President Zippy Duval said the agreement addresses a long-running issue for farmers and ranchers when it comes to accessing tools, information, and resources while protecting John Deere's intellectual property rights and ensuring equipment safety. He said a piece of equipment is a major investment. Farmers must have the freedom to choose where equipment is repaired or to repair it themselves to help control costs. The agreement commits John Deere to ensuring farmers and independent repair facilities have access to many of the tools and software needed to keep the equipment running. And John Deere commits to engaging with farmers and dealers to resolve issues when they arise and agrees to meet with the Farm Bureau Federation at least twice per year to evaluate progress. The agreement formalizes farmers' access to diagnostic and repair codes and to operator, parts, and service manuals and product guides. And it also ensures farmers will be able to purchase diagnostic tools directly from John Deere and receive assistance from the manufacturer when ordering parts and products. The Kansas Highway Patrol, like most law enforcement agencies, is struggling to fill openings. And as state lawmakers disagree about some of the reasons behind the issue, a new bill could change who the department reports to. Because some Republican legislators say the department isn't able to recruit or retain officers due to the department's leadership, and they're trying to change it. Captain Mitch Clark of the Kansas Highway Patrol told state lawmakers about the struggles the department is facing when it comes to recruiting and keeping troopers. As right now, the Kansas Highway Patrol says it's down 52 officers from the max it's funded for and had only 15 graduates in 2022. The Kansas Highway Patrol received a pay raise in 2022 that Clark says should help with recruiting for upcoming classes. However, he says the Highway Patrol isn't alone because this is a national crisis. Clark blames low pay and other issues for the shortage of recruits, but state leaders think it's something else, and that's leadership. Republicans aren't happy with how the department has been run under its current superintendent, Herman Jones, since he was appointed in 2019 by Governor Laura Kelly. And that's why Representative Stephen Owens has introduced a bill that would move the Kansas Highway Patrol from under the governor to the attorney general, with Owens saying that it's quite obvious that there needs to be a leadership change. After Wednesday's presentation, senators on the Transportation Committee say they are mixed on what that move about that move, and Owens said there should be hearings on this bill over the next few weeks. Governor Kelly signed the first executive order of her second term on Tuesday to establish the Early Childhood Transition Task Force. The task force is charged with reviewing Kansas's early childhood programs and developing a roadmap for the creation of a new state cabinet-level agency focused solely on supporting the success of our youngest Kansans. The task force will analyze the current early childhood system and how it's financed, focusing on gaps, inefficiencies, and redundancies. It will also conduct a series of stakeholder engagement opportunities and draft a transition plan for the new agency. The task force will build on the Kelly administration's first term efforts around early childhood, which included investing more than $270 million to support child care providers and increasing access to reliable, affordable child care. The task force will include representatives from state government, the private sector, philanthropic organizations, early childhood service providers, and advocacy organizations. And Governor Kelly will also invite members of the Kansas Senate and the Kansas House of Representatives to be members of the task force. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic encourage you to make health a priority in the new year by scheduling an appointment with your primary care provider. You and your provider form a team to address your health concerns and risks, plan for screenings to prevent disease, and help you feel your best. The hospital is proud to offer family and internal medicine, emergency care, specialty clinics, wound care, pain management, rehabilitation, and more. Find Norton County Hospital online to learn about its services and its dedicated team to help you through all stages of life.
In cooperation with the Norton Pheasants Forever chapter, the annual Youth Pheasant Hunt is held to provide a safe opportunity for young hunters to get focused training and hunting opportunities that are unique to this event. And this special hunt within state park boundaries allows for the introduction and retention of youth in the outdoor experience of hunting upland birds. The Prairie Dog State Park Youth Hunt is designed to encourage young hunters and should offer a quality experience with a better-than-average chance of success to help keep young hunters interested. Prairie Dog State Park is accepting applications for the annual Youth Pheasant Hunt, which will be held on Sunday, January 22nd at 1 p.m. The mentored hunt is limited to 12 youth hunters aged 10 to 15. All participants must wear blaze orange during the special hunt, and each youth must be accompanied by an adult. If more than 12 youth apply for the hunt, local staff will conduct a drawing to determine who will be eligible to hunt in this year's event, and lunch will be served prior to a safety instruction meeting. To apply, contact the Prairie Dog State Park office at 785-877-2953 no later than January 20th with your name, birth date, and phone number. According to unofficial minutes of the Norton County Board of Commissioners meeting that was held on Monday, January 9th, Chairman Richard Thompson called the meeting of the Norton County Board of Commissioners to order at 9 a.m. in the commission room, and in attendance were Richard Thompson, Garrett Beidler, and Marvin Matchett. The commission held the establishing of the Board of Norton County Commission. A motion was made by Commissioner Matchett to appoint Commissioner Beidler as chairman, with the second from Commissioner Thompson, and the motion passed. A motion was made by Commissioner Beidler to appoint Commissioner Matchett as vice chairman, with the second from Commissioner Thompson, and the motion passed 3-0. A motion was made by Commissioner Matchett to approve the depository banks for Norton County as First State Bank, Solutions North Bank, V Bank, and Equity Bank, all of Norton. The motion was given a second by Commissioner Thompson, and the motion passed. A motion was made by Commissioner Thompson to approve the 2023 mileage rate as approved by the IRS at 65.5 cents per mile. The motion was given a second by Commissioner Matchett, and the motion passed 3-0. Resolution 2023-03 was presented to the commission to designate the Norton Telegram as the official Norton County newspaper. A motion was made by Commissioner Thompson to approve Resolution 2023-03, with a second from Commissioner Matchett, and the motion passed 3-0. A motion was made by Commissioner Matchett to appoint KQNK Radio as the official Norton County radio. The motion was given a second by Commissioner Thompson, and the motion passed 3-0. A motion was made by Commissioner Matchett to appoint members to boards that include for Economic Development, Richard and Marvin, for the Norton County Hospital, Garrett as a representative, for the Airport Board, Marvin and Garrett, for Northwest Kansas Planning and Development, Richard, for Northwest Kansas Juvenile Services, Richard, for the Norton County Health Board, Marvin, Richard, and Garrett, and for High Plains Mental Health Board, Lindsay Peterson. The motion was given a second from Commissioner Thompson, and the motion passed 3-0. The meeting was then adjourned until January 16th. Memorial services for Raymond Hikus, 76 of Lenora, will be held at 2 p.m. on Saturday, January 14th at Plummer Gobber Funeral Home. Visitation will be from 5 to 7 p.m. Friday, January 13th, also at the funeral home. Interment will be held at a later date at the Norton Cemetery. Memorial contributions may be made to the Raymond Hikus Memorial Fund and may be sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. Condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs. Remington Automotive knows the students at Southwest High School are determined to do well in class and at Scholastic extracurricular activities. These young men and women make the entire community proud. From Remington Automotive and Machine Shop in Danbury, back to you better than new, in business for over 45 years. Wilkins Manufacturing Incorporated and Tarps Unlimited is rooting for the Plainville High School students who compete in band, FFA, and more. Good luck at events. From Wilkins Manufacturing Incorporated and Tarps Unlimited in Stockton, they can unload almost anything, anywhere, anytime with a Wilkins trailer.
Imagine one of your favorite moments, something truly good. This holiday season, it's time to focus on the positive. And Nextech is here to help you share more of what makes life good. Experience and enjoy more of the memories, traditions, and good times with 3 months free of any Nextech service. Plus, current customers can upgrade a service without a price boost for the first 3 months. This holiday season, find more of your good when you visit nextech.com/the good.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. My name is Slade Wiley. The American Farm Bureau Federation wrapped up its annual convention in San Juan, Puerto Rico, setting a policy objectives that the organization wants to see accomplished in 2023. Sam Kiefer, AFBF Vice President of Public Policy, says that the next farm bill was one of its top discussions.
Heading into a farm bill year, our delegates held conversations on national farm policy, including being open to expanding the baseline for federal farm bill programs, as well as sending a clear message that we need to be developing more flexible risk management and disaster relief programs, and expand protection to growers of specialty crops all across the country.
Following an AFBF forum last fall that united the dairy industry, delegates also voted to pursue federal milk marketing order reforms.
Our delegates also called for more transparency in dairy and the federal milk marketing orders, and several of the changes around dairy, including supporting more USDA audits on the processing costs of milk to ensure that the data remains accurate, making sure that when there are votes in the federal milk marketing orders, that the cooperatives clearly communicate with their members regarding the proposed changes.
Other priorities include addressing food insecurity and trade.
Our delegates took a position to expand food access programs that connect farms directly with food banks. On trade, our delegates sent a clear message to USDA, asking them to continue working with Mexico and the Mexican government to drop the proposed ban on GM products, and relying on the details of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement when it comes to sound science.
That's Sam Kiefer, AFBF Vice President of Public Policy. President Zippy Duval also says that there is a lot of work to be done in the next farm bill coming into 2023. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
In farming, you know being early means you're right on time. That's why the Roundup Ready Extend crop system created the Spray Early Weed Control Guarantee. When you spray before or at planting, you can protect your investment and give your farm an advantage all season long. Find the tools and resources you need to spray early and guarantee your weed control at RoundupReadyExtend.com/sprayearly. Guarantee is subject to program terms and conditions. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
I think farming picked me. I didn't pick farming. I'm not afraid to try something new. It's my farm, my family, and our future. My Channel Seedsman gets that. I get access to innovative products with personalized advice backed by data to maximize my yield potential. With Channel, I know I'll prosper for years to come.
Define your future at channel.com/future. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices. Copyright 2022 Bayer.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. High pressure is moving back into the Central Plains today, and we have a fair weather pattern coming up for Kansas, likely through the weekend, and daytime highs will be on a little bit of a warming trend. A few parts of the state got a little snow last night, but that's wrapped up, and we'll see clearing skies for the rest of today. The incoming high pressure system is fairly cool, but temperatures will actually stay near average today and tomorrow, mostly in the 30s and 40s. Western Kansas will warm up a little bit more tomorrow, but a pocket of cool air will hang around the eastern counties a little while longer. On the map, heading into the afternoon, high pressure is centered over the Dakotas and extending southward into our area. High pressure is also building in the Intermountain states. That'll be keeping our weather pattern fair for a while. 30s and 40s on today's highs. It'll be warmest in our southwestern counties, and we're expecting sunshine. No big changes overnight, with high pressure staying put, clear and cold. Friday looks about the same, with the high to our west getting firmly established and causing a low pressure lee trough over Colorado. That'll help warm up our western counties a little bit more, but still staying cool in the east with that northern plains high pressure system hanging around. We should get sunny conditions tomorrow, fairly light wind in the morning, but getting a little breezy in the afternoon. Looking at the weekend, upper level high pressure over Kansas, so we get sunny skies and our warm-up continues. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas, we'll be in the low 40s with mid-teens to low 20s for the overnight hours. Mid to upper 30s north central and upper teens to low 20s overnight. Low to mid 30s northeast, and tonight we'll be in the upper teens and low 20s. Mid to upper 40s in the southwestern counties and upper teens for the overnight, and south central low to mid 40s with mid 20s for the overnight lows. Upper 30s to low 40s southeast and low 20s overnight. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our technical skills.
Our math. Our engineering skills.
You're going to need our help with your water. Your air. Your food.
You're going to need our organizational skills. Our problem-solving skills.
You're going to need our determination. Our honesty. Our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise, we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the box beef trade down 60 cents at 265.64 on a run of 78 choice and select loads. Cash hog trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota cash market, no market report. Carcass trade, no trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. Quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market, as far as cattle goes, no trades has taken place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen, as far as the futures market, October live cattle, lowest it's been in the last four sessions. Our December contract, lowest in the last two. And our feeder cattle, mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at box beef, 60 cents lower on choice cuts. $0.88 lower on, or I meant to say $0.88 higher on selects on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, October contract was within 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 138.02. October down 97, 143.25. August feeders down 240, 178.87. And September down 297 at 182.67. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyVet.com.
Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultraboss, Synergized D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stock Guard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight high. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out there, but the good excellent rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1.25, 849. Dece up 1.25, 856 and a quarter. In Chicago, September wheat up 1.780 and three quarters. December up a quarter, 799 and a half. September corn up 12 and a quarter, 620 and three quarters. March up 10 and three quarters. August soybeans up 58 and a half, 1678. November up 34 and a half.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well, listen up. If in the fall you'll be entering your junior or senior year at a Kansas four-year college or your sophomore year at a Kansas two-year college and are enrolled in a broadcast program, you may qualify for a scholarship from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Application deadlines May 1st. For details, go to kab.net and click on Student Services, sponsored by the member stations of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters.
Crude oil down 84 cents, $89.92 a barrel. Gas futures up 5.5 cents. Gold up 6.50 an ounce. And at Wall Street, the Dow is currently down 47.5 points. The NASDAQ is down 195. It's been sharply lower throughout the day. And the S&P 500 down 23.5 points. That is a check of the markets. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture.